How's it going,
Sam,
Ian?
Andrew? Yeah, it's going great. Perfect timing. Man, when we say 7:10 we're doing an interview, you send it to us at 7:10.
Oh, I tried to do my best. I
mean, that's flawless. Well, it just turned 7:11. I'm joined this interview. You know, I like to do player interviews if I can, coaching interviews if I can. When I'm in school, it's fun to talk to administration sometimes. And for this interview, I have the high school principal here, Mike Bader. Morning, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys coming out. I understand you're going to have some conversation with our athletic director, Mr. Wolontowski, and some of our students, and I think that's great. I appreciate you guys coming out this morning.
Well, thanks for welcoming me in. I don't know if you had to get here earlier or not. I know education, you're up early anyway.
Oh, yeah, we get up early, get here and get ready, get things going for the kids.
All right, perfect. So for people that might not know you, or maybe not from the area, can you tell us a little bit about your, I've been told, lengthy career in education?
Well, I don't know who told you that, but that's, I've been around a while. But new to Blissfield, I started working here last year in the media center and doing the online learning, and then transitioned to the interim principal role at the semester, and then was hired late in the school year to be the high school principal. And so I'm in my first year, full year with that, and just becoming a little more familiar with Lenawee County and Blissfield. But prior to that, I spent the last 22 years in Sylvania schools, principal at Southview High School. Spent some time at Whiteford Elementary in Sylvania, and then the last 10 years at Timberstone Junior High in Sylvania, Ohio. And prior to that, I was down in Mercer County, Ohio, home of the MAC, and spent some time there as a high school principal and taught down in Dayton for a little bit too. So yeah, I've been around a while, but I enjoy my time so far here in Blissfield. It's been enjoyable.
Yeah, we consider, you know, what kind of adopt Sylvania as an area school or an area district. Well, I mean, you got a first year here in Blissfield, as you said. What were the goals coming into it? I'm sure when you were in the hiring process, the Board of Education likes to talk about what kind of goals do you have? You know, what's the vision for Blissfield? If you could think back into your interview process from interim to becoming the head honcho here, what were the goals for you?
Well, it just try to provide a positive environment for the students, and we're pretty involved with PBIS program, as many schools are around the area. And again, we want to provide a positive learning environment for the students, give them lots of different opportunities during the day in the classroom. And then also, I think it's important that they have some good experiences in, you know, after school programs, whether it's athletics or the band, the theater, things of that nature. So just focusing on that, want to make sure that the teachers are happy here and enjoy their time with the kids, which they do. But again, we just want to provide a positive environment for the students and make them want to come to school.
Talking with the principal here at Blissfield, Mike Bader, this morning here, Cave on Campus. You talked about the sort of after-school activities. I think that's very important, and I think Lenawee County does it just as good as anybody else in the state of Michigan. Can you talk about, you know, the importance of, you know, we'll stick with athletics since, you know, we are a sports station, importance of athletics and academics, you know, promoting both and having a balance for your students. I know it's tough. You know, I was in Addison last week and the principal there talked to me about, you know, I forget what she called it, but there was an extra period during the day to give students a chance to do their homework.
Yeah,
and I thought that's the greatest thing. I don't know if it's new or my school just didn't do it, but, you know, things like that, because a student athlete, yeah, you're in school till 2:30 or 3 o'clock, then you're going to practice, then you got to get home. Some people have stuff to do when they get home. So creating that balance, could you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We have I don't think that's uncommon. We had that in Sylvania. But we have we call it VIP, variable instruction period, and it's 25 minutes at the end of the day. And it does work out really nice because if kids take advantage of that time, they can get their homework done. The other nice thing is we have a lot of class meetings, clubs, and so on that meet during that time, so there's not a disruption during the regular school day. So They are able to take advantage of that, and hopefully they do, to get, you know, again, some of their homework. But you're right, it does get to be pretty time-consuming for an athlete or involved in, you know, the extracurriculars. It can be a late night for some of these kids. So, but that's why I think it's important that they get involved with that, teaches them some time management skills and, you know, making sure that they get their homework done and so on.
So the last day of September today, you know, sort of marks the unofficial first month of school. What's your impression been so far here in Blissfield 1 month in?
I really enjoy it. I think it's great. There's good people here. The kids are doing a nice job. I did really enjoy it. It's been a good time so far, and you know, just kind of keep things rolling. But yeah, it's hard to believe that it's September 30th already, and we're gonna get into October and so on. But yeah, we're kind of in the midst of our fall sports and activities, and things seem to be going well. We've got homecoming next week, so we're getting pretty excited for that. We've got I put some pictures up the other day on the Twitter about our court. So we've got that established.
I saw that this morning.
Yeah.
Or you posted it yesterday, right?
Yeah. So like to give a shout out to Miss Cox. So she's our student council advisor. She puts in a lot of work to get the dance ready and everything else, and the kids that are on student council. So we're looking forward to a fun week. I know Mr. Wolontowski, who you're going to interview, you might want to ask him about homecoming. I know it's his favorite week. He really gets into the spirit, you know, dressing up and so on. You might want to address that with him.
Do I sense sarcasm or sincerity there?
I don't know. You ask him about it. You'll find out. He's getting all fired up.
So homecoming next week, a little unique. Normally the school I go to is where the game is tonight, but it's in Clinton. It's in Hudson, excuse me, tonight. For the football team, just wanted to let people know.
Yes, Blissfield, the Royals will be traveling to Hudson tonight for football. We'll see how that goes. Looking forward to it. Should be nice weather, a little cool, but that's okay.
Yes. One more, and I want to stick to football. And I was here last Friday just to check it out. You guys were playing Clinton, you know, down the driveway there at the stadium. Not only was there community support in terms of people in the stands, the school spirit here is just, I want to say, unrivaled. I mean, it was great. You know, even though the game wasn't going their way, you got the band sounded and looked great. Cheer squad. Like, what's that?
Well, you know, you make a good point, because I know at the end of the game, I was down at that end where the students were. And again, it wasn't going the way we wanted it to, but the kids were still cheering. Band was still playing. They're having fun. And even the away games, I went to the Hillsdale game a couple weeks ago, and we had a pretty good showing of students there as well. And but yeah, they have fun, and they're appropriate and cheer and so on. And you know, sometimes the game doesn't go the way you want it to, but you know, the kids are having fun and so on. And I'd like to give a shout out too to Ron Estes, our head football coach. Does a wonderful job, retired teacher from Blissfield here. And all the other coaches that are on staff, because again, sometimes those games don't go the way you want them to. But very good role models for our football players, and we really appreciate Ron and everything he does for the program.
I think they feed off each other while they being, you know, a game day, whether it's volleyball, they're having a great season. I'll talk to their coach and a player later, or football. I think they feed off each other, you know, like you saw this kid show school spirit during the game, and then you see him in the cafeteria. You know, just kind of creating those connections, I'm sure, with you being relatively new, that helps you out from a principal standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the kids, they have a good time. And, you know, talking about our volleyball team, they're doing pretty well. And I saw some rankings the other day. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we'll see if we can keep that moving along as well. So, yeah, the kids that are involved with the fall sports seem to be having a pretty good time. We've got some good runners for our cross-country team. And I was out to a soccer game the other day, and they're doing pretty well, just, you know, having fun. But, yeah.
Well, great. Mr. Bader, I appreciate it. I know we weren't sure about getting the full time in, but I got you.
Okay. Who do you have up next? Is it Mr. Wolontowski?
Well, I think we have Coach Ron Estes
on
the book about 7:44 this morning. We'll talk to Coach Ron. We'll talk to Mr. Cantrell, football player for
Ty,
you guys.
Ty Cantrell, number one on the jersey.
Yes.
Number one in your heart. Yes, yeah. good kid.
And then I'll talk volleyball in the 8 o'clock hour. But I've been talking to the principal here at the high school, Mike Bader from Blissfield. With that, Andrew, I'll send it back to you in studio real quick. Cave on Campus being brought to you by Lenawee Community Mental Health and SLI Custom Signs and Apparel from Blissfield High School. I'm Ian Wendt.